Hi, my name is Matt Schlummer, and I conduct the band at Interlaken Arts Academy, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you, Matt Schlummer. That is our pal, Dr. Matthew Schlummer, playing his saxophone. Join Matt on the show, playing your instrument. Find everything you need to know at kidscommute.org. Well, happy Tuesday, Kids Commuters. It is day two of Elements Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We are getting scientific with our friend, chemistry teacher, Katie. Hi, Katie.
Hey, Kate.
Thanks so much for coming back today.
I'm delighted to be here.
We are learning about elements this week, and we're hearing music to go with the elements. Today's music is a waltz, and it refers to two elements to which we've assigned a lot of value, gold and silver. What can you tell us about gold and silver, scientifically speaking?
So gold and silver are known as the noble metals. And what that means is those metals are found in their uncombined state in nature. If you went out, you could actually dig in the ground and find a hunk of gold or silver. A lot of elements aren't found in their elemental state. They're found in their ionic state, which means they've reacted with other things. Salt, which you eat all the time, has sodium ions in it, which are very different than sodium metal, which is super reactive.
Really?
It's true.
That is neat. Couple of different kinds of sodium, depending on how it presents itself. What can you tell us specifically about the elements? How many protons do they have? What are they made up, or how are they made up?
So gold and silver are next to each other on the periodic table, and silver has 47 protons, and gold has 79. So they're vertically on top of each other. The periodic table is actually organized by the number of protons.
Aha! And we will have a copy of the periodic table of elements on our site this week, Kids Commuters, so you can follow along if you want to learn that. Now, let's listen to The Gold and Silver Waltzes by Franz Lehár.
Thank you.
the Gold and Silver Waltzes by Franz Lehár, two of our elements today for Elements Week with Katie Wibby. It's time now to check in with our Quizlet, and we will ask you this question all week. Today, we'll give you a hint. If you get it right, we'll give you a shout-out on the air. We'll send you a little prize envelope, and we'll enter your name to win our monthly grand prize of 50 packets of Go-Go Squeeze applesauce. All right, our question is, what is the most common element? Katie, what's a hint?
This element was discovered in 1766 and makes up about 10% of your body.
Our mystery element makes up 10% of your body? I wonder if coffee's an element. So, what is the most common element? Do you know what it is yet? Well, you will be joining in with Tobias in Honor, Arthur and Walter in Traverse City, Nate in Traverse City, Samuel in Arcadia, Fulton in Traverse City, and Mario, Hector, and Catherine in Traverse City. Way to go, you mad scientists! You got that on the first day. So again, for the rest of it, this makes up 10% of your body. I will remind you that research is not cheating on Kids Commute, and we will also put a copy of the periodic table of elements up on the website today. So if you want to take a gander at that, please do so. That's at kidscommute.org. So congrats to our Quizlet aces so far this week. If you would like to put in your answer, text it to us to area code 231-237-7482. And if you're right, we'll give you a shout out, send you a prize envelope, all the good stuff. And I can see some answers already coming in. Oh, fun. Okay, Kelton, good answer. Well, we will get into that tomorrow. Kelton, you're going to have a double shout out. Okay, tomorrow's element is very pretty, a very pretty poison. Tune in to find out what it is. That's all for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. Hasta mañana.
Interlaken Public Radio.